and you are listening to Uprising. When we come back, we'll tell you about a new exhibit at the Highways Performance Space and Gallery. It's called Simply Identification. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Uprising with your host, Sonali Kolhatkar, on 90.7 FM, KPFK, Los Angeles, Pacifica Radio for Southern California and beyond.
Welcome back to Uprising. From April 1st to 21st, there's a new exhibit at Highways Performance Space and Gallery on the topic of identification. 10 artists react to the concept of labels, branding, pigeonholes, and self-identity. And a couple of them join me in studio today. They're Susan Woodruff and Midge Lin. Welcome to Uprising.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We also have on the line with us Carol S., who is the curator for the exhibit. Welcome to Uprising, Carol.
Hi.
Carol, why don't we begin with you? What is the exhibit about? What do you mean pigeonholes? What do you mean identification? What are all these words?
All these words, actually, I put those together because I know for a lot of artists, identification and identity mean so many different things. And I knew that once I picked all these artists, they were going to address different aspects of what the word identification meant to them. So while some people were going to address things that were, you know, deeply personal, other people might, you know, they're going to use their world view and they're going to address other things about maybe being categorized or, you know, other sorts of aspects of having identity or how other people might view them. Whether that's correctly or incorrectly. So I needed to sort of open up the definition so that other people can just have the freedom, the other artists can have freedom to do what they want to do.
It actually follows well from a topic we've just been discussing. Susan Woodruff, you're an artist, one of them that are being featured at this exhibit. Tell our listeners a little bit about your art, what kind of art you do, and what are some of the pieces that that you're exhibiting at this particular space?
Okay, well, I am a abstract painter. I do sculpture and performance. And when I was invited to be in the show by Carol, I started to think about, for the first time, how my past identity affected what I was doing, because I always thought of art history and different ideas and more of a esoteric idea of art. And then when I started to think about where I came from and my identity and my family and what does all that mean? I started to realize that most of my work was very linked with that identity.
Where are you from?
I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, but I lived in L.A., I lived in New York, and then I moved back to L.A.
What medium do you work in?
I do abstract painting on panel with acrylic, and I do sculpture with body cast, and I have a project called the Burning Woman Project, which I actually burn the sculpture.
Midge Lin, you are another of the 10 artists that are being featured at this particular exhibition. Tell our listeners a little bit about your work. What sort of work do you do? What medium do you work in? And some of the pieces that are being featured here.
Well, primarily I work in graphite. I love to draw. I also paint. And I realize from participating in this show that a lot of my work has to do with identification. One of my pieces in the show, it deals with cultural identity, and the other one deals with more of a personal identity. And my work is figurative.
What does that mean?
Usually I use real figures or, you know, realistic images.
I want to quote from the press release that was what intrigued me very much about this exhibit. It said, "Identification synonymous with self-identity and being classified correctly or incorrectly can act as judgments that conveniently place us into categories. Since first impressions can often force some of us into undesired pigeonholes, we go through life defending these false perceptions and or negative stereotypes in an effort to impress a correct and individualistic view of ourselves onto others. We seem to have the need to ID ourselves as if wearing invisible name badges. These identities are etched onto our circuit boards, hardwired from our parents' generations, who are victims of the same contagion." Carol S., how did you pick the artists that were featured in this particular exhibit?
Originally I was asked by Mary Moelchek, who is the administrative director and gallery curator over at Highways, to put together a show and she sort of just left it open for whatever I wanted to do. And I thought of just putting together a group of women, and there were very specific women I wanted to use because I highly admire the work and their messages, and also the fact that we were so different and it was a diverse range. But then once I thought up the topic for the show, it sort of opened the doors for just, you know, I didn't want to, you know, just specifically want to use women, and I really wanted a wide range of different artists that address different aspects of identity. And that was sort of how it came to be, and I thought that it was interesting, like Michelle Jackless, who is an installation artist. I thought it was just interesting that some of us, when, you know, after I started speaking to some of the artists on the phone about what they were coming up with, a lot of artists were identifying themselves because of where they came from or their parents. And I found it interesting that, you know, both her and I used some aspect of our fathers. And I know that's probably a little bit in, you know, our parents have a lot to do with, you know, how we identify ourselves. And either it's a rebellion against maybe, you know, what their values are, or it's very much what their values are. So, and other people just address different aspects of identity, whether it was, you know, like I said, personal or outside of themselves. And I just thought it was a good range of artists because they all worked in different mediums and no one was, you know, too similar to the other person.
And I should say one of the artists being featured who's not with us today is photographer Ali Smith from New York. She is author of a book, Laws of the Bandit Queens, Words to Live By from 35 of Today's Most Revolutionary Women. I want to pose a question to all three of you, which is the issue of identity. To some people, cultural identity does define them, very much defines them, and to them that's a very positive thing. I myself, for example, identify as a South Asian. I'd like to keep the best of South Asian traditions and reject the worst of them, the most patriarchal, for example, of them, the most fundamentalist of whatever's associated with South Asian culture, but then embrace the best of them. How do you deal with the issue of positive aspects of identification, particularly, say, cultural identification, and what to you are negative aspects of identification? I'll throw it open to either, to anyone, even Carol.
I'm going to let one of them take that one.
Susan Woodruff.
Okay. I think I was influenced a lot by my grandmother, who was a founding member of the Church of Self-Realization, which is in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, at the time was kind of unusual, and I was raised on the idea of meditation, reincarnation, and all kinds of things. I mean, she was an unpracticing shaman, unofficial. So, I mean, I just grew up with these ideas. So part of my Burning Woman idea is it's a ritual and art and ritual, and there shouldn't be a blending of that and not a separation, which there seems to be. And the idea that a female can stands for something larger than itself. It's a metaphor for something bigger than the body of the female. It's the myth of an idea. So I think that is stemmed from feminism, and that's the positive.
Midge Lynn, your thoughts?
Well, I'm kind of a child of the 60s, and my identification really ties in with that. You know, the idea that at that time we all felt that we could really do something about the world. And there were real possibilities for change.
You don't feel that anymore?
Gee, I don't know. In fact, one of my pieces in the show has to do with that. It has to do with what I call the cultural crisis in the world.
What is that? What cultural crisis?
Well, I think we walk a fine line between creation and destruction. And there's a lot of disillusionment that goes along with that. Mm-hmm. And the piece kind of deals with it. It has to do with evolving from one cell through, you know, it kind of develops into like the Venus of Willendorf, which is a fertility symbol, and then which evolves into a hand grenade, which explodes and goes back to a single cell. So that kind of says it all.
Carolus, your thoughts as someone who has a wide, it was essentially conceptualized by you, this particular exhibit.
For me personally, I can only speak for me personally, but I come from, well, I'm Jewish, and I also come from a garment industry background. My father worked in the Los Angeles. I grew up in Los Angeles, and I worked with him as as a child and as I was growing up, and I kind of just watching how sort of how industry has changed through, you know, more technology. And the two pieces I have in the show, one is just sort of blue collar kind of, you know, it's a whole bunch of collars that I dyed blue and stuck to on top of these time cards, and the other piece is just a grid of zeros and ones to sort of represent a computer taking over, and watching my father like sort of just get pushed out of his whole industry and how it just became computerized, and his trade just, you know, went by the wayside, and it was kind of over. I mean, luckily it was during the time he was about to retire, but it's sort of like, it, you know, I've always been an artist, and I also sort of approach my artwork in the same kind of, with the same kind of work ethic and those values that maybe a blue collar worker would, you know, approach their work every day. And so I'm prolific in how I work. I work every day. I'm always working on art, and it's important to me that it's well done and it's thorough and things like that. And so I mostly just identify with, you know, how I grew up and how I look at life and how I'm trying to change. And identity for me is something that I'm always searching for, because there are times when I know exactly who I am, and I'm sure everyone feels similar to this, and there's times where I have no idea who I am, and I'm, you know, starting this whole journey again of trying to find my identity, and I find that it stays the same and it changes.
Well, we're nearly out of time, but I want to thank the three of you very much for I think inspiring some self-reflection on the issue of our own identities. Carol S., where can listeners go to see this exhibit that features 10 artists?
Well, it's at Highways Performance Space and Gallery, which is in Santa Monica inside 18th Street Arts Complex. The actual address is 1651 18th Street, and it's right at Olympic, and it runs until the 25th. And there's a phone number they could call to make sure that if they want to come by and make a gallery appointment. There's also performances on a weekend. Every weekend they have different performances there. It's actually a really great organization that more and more people should know about. And the phone number over there is 310-453-1755.
That's 310-453-1755. If listeners want more information, 310-453-1755. Carol S. Midge and Susan Woodruff, three of the 10 artists that are featured at the Highways Performance Space and Gallery. Carol S. has also curated the exhibit. Thank you all so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
And again, you can check out the exhibit at Highways Performance Space and Gallery, 1651 18th Street in Santa Monica. And they have a website, highwaysperformance.org. That's highwaysperformance.org. And that does it for today's show. I'd like to end the show with Sonali's subversive thought for the day, which is a quote by artist Juna Barnes, who once said, quote, "A strong sense of identity gives man an idea he can do no wrong. Too little accomplishes the same." End of quote. That is a quote by artist Juna Barnes, and that is Sonali's subversive thought for the day.